right before I switched over from single family to multifamily, I read this book that actually got me to change. I mean, it was crazy as it sounds. It got me to change. It was pretty impactful in my life.
This is The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, this is Javier Hinojo, your host of The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. And today I am going to definitely strip down to the bare essentials on my reading skills and my history on reading and, you know, how I got where I'm at, how many books I read, how often I read, what's my takeaways, what's the best book, all kinds of cool stuff that people ask me all the time. I've been doing real estate for a while and assume a lot of things. So let's not assume, let's talk. All right, I'm going to be honest. I don't like to read. I don't even like to listen to audiobooks. It's just, if I just said it, right? I just made it into, I said it's too hard. So I guess what? It is too hard. Actually, no, I don't enjoy it. Put it that way. I don't enjoy reading. And I don't enjoy listening to audiobooks. I mean, that's just the truth. That's actually a fact. I don't enjoy it. So I'll tell you my story about the only book I've read. Okay. I've only read one book my whole life from start to finish. Yeah, I skimmed through a whole bunch of books, you know, read the short side and just try to skip all the chapters, all the book crap and just get to the meat and bones. But then I forget, right? I forget what I read. I don't remember what I read. Or I take notes and I forget where I leave my notes. I don't read my notes. So right before I switched over from single family to multifamily, I read this book that actually got me to change. I mean, it was crazy as it sounds. It got me to change. It was pretty impactful in my life. It's about a 20-minute read. It's got a lot of pictures, a lot of color, and big fat letters like that. You know, my kind of book. Like super simple, you can read to a first grader. So I'll tell you guys the title of it. Before I go there, I have a niece. She was six at that time, six or seven. And I said, come here, honey. I said, I'm going to read you this book. That thing is an amazing book. This book can be for a four-year-old or for an 80-year-old, okay? And I said, look, honey, Mickey and the Dragons. And she's like, tío, which means uncle in Spanish. It's Mikey and the Dragons. I'm like, oh, shoot. She can read better than I can. But I was very impressed. So it's by Jacko Willinks. I can't pronounce his last name. He's an ex-Navy SEAL. He has a podcast called Jacko Podcast. He's got about a million subscribers on YouTube. And that's the only book I ever read from start to finish. And actually inspired me. It inspired me to quit what I was doing, single family, to buy some multifamily. I didn't know what to expect. Was I nervous? Yeah. Was I a little scared? Yeah. Was I a little bit unsure about the situation? Yeah. I would say yes. There was a lot of uncertainties in my mind, in the background, a lot of moving parts. So yeah, it was a huge decision for me. I mean, it was a huge decision, right? Because I was quitting pretty much single family and jumping into multifamily. But I read this book, as simple as this book was, it hit me. And I read it to my kids. I read it to my wife. I read it to my niece. It's the book I read. It's still the only book I've ever read, and I read it all the time. So you guys got to go read it, go buy it. And you can go on YouTube. It's on YouTube. Go ahead and buy it. Right? Buy it for your kids. Buy it for your spouse. Buy it for your business partner. And the biggest takeaway from this book for me, biggest takeaway, is the dragons aren't as big as you think they are. And that's all I'm going to say. So any new venture that I go on now, buying the multifamily, you know, that multifamily is not as big as I thought it was going to be. And it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, that book hit home like right away. It just made perfect sense to me. It talked to me like I was a third grader and I loved it. So that's the only book I've ever read. Judge me for that. Maybe I got $50 million worth of property. Maybe I have $500 million if I would have read some books. Maybe I'd still be reading books and not do anything, right? So at some point, I guess I'll read some books, or maybe I'll pay my COO or people on my staff to read the books and implement whatever they learn. How about that? That'd be very fun. So, hey, I'll make sure that the links for the book are on the show notes. Mikey and the Dragons by Jacob Willinks. I'm Javier, your host. Don't lose your shirt.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media. Instagram, javierhinojo.junior. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name. Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000, and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel, take a picture, send it to us, let us know that you gave us a great review, and I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.